test one, two. Okay, good evening and Merry Christmas to all. It's good to see you. Welcome. Welcome. It's a beautiful day, a little chilly, but it's Christmas Eve, and we're so glad that you are all here. I have a couple announcements to go over before we actually get going. First of all, with cell phones, just make sure you have yours turned off, please, so we don't have that going in the midst of the service. Also, as well, when it does come time to leave with your coats, make sure you have your coat, okay? Not somebody else's with their keys in your pocket. There's a lot of coats out there, so just make sure it's yours. There's a lot of them that look the same as well. And we do have church tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, so you're certainly all invited to our Christmas Day worship service as well. I want to read just from Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Can you hear me okay now? Are we doing all right? Yeah? Well, okay. Luke chapter 2, it says, "The angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord.' And tonight is a night of great joy and excitement, and really we have the greatest news of all, that Christ has been born. He is our Savior, our Lord, the Messiah, our Deliverer. He is everything that we need, and we are here to worship him this night. And so, thank you for coming. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we do praise and worship and magnify your name. It is good to be here, Lord, in your presence, in this sanctuary, on this evening that we call Christmas Eve. Father, we think of all the excitement of heaven, the angels announcing the birth of Christ, the shepherds as they received the news and hurried off to Bethlehem to see, and so much more. And Lord, it's just exciting tonight, as it must have been back then. And we rejoice that we can look back on all these events. But Lord, tonight we anticipate and we await for your second coming, which will be all the more amazing and all the more spectacular when you return to take your children home. And so we anxiously await for that moment and that day. Father, thank you for all that have gathered here. Lord, let your presence, your glory, fill this sanctuary. Move among us in a mighty way as we enter into your presence this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening hymn is going to be number 259. It will be on the screen up there if you prefer. Otherwise, you can take your hymnals. But let's stand together as we sing, "Angels from the Realms of Glory."
Oh, Good evening and welcome to Stanley Forum Church on this Christmas Eve. Let us pray. As we gather here in the harbor of your safety, Lord, we thank you for your fellowship and family on this Christmas Eve. We ask that you strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that as we journey onwards, we would pour out your love and grace to others just as you do. We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit so we can take your promises to all on earth. Amen.
A mist from manger filled with hay so soft and deep.
It is for accident that we feel, well, it's hated that we feel the whole month through.
R is for remembering what Christmas season is all about.
R is for Redeemer who is sent to us on Christmas Day.
Y for you, God loves you today.
C is the child born that night to be our light.
H is for his holy name.
R is for rejoice with gladness and joy.
I is for them that had no room for Mary and Joseph.
S is for the star that led the wise men to him.
T is for truth and grace that was sent our way.
M is for mother laying him in swaddling clothes in the manger.
A is for angels singing songs of joy.
S is for stable where Jesus was born on Christmas Day.
J is for Joseph, so noble and trust, obeying God with absolute trust.
E is for ease that Maya on camels followed afar. S is for the shepherd whom the angel told about his birth.
U is for us, to whom Jesus was given to show us the way and take us to heaven.
S is for Savior, to be this he came, the angel God assigned him his name.
We are the angels of a song to free.
You came.
You be.
Us came.
We are the shepherds.
And who saw the bright light and who heard the angels sing?
I am the toad, led the way where Jesus lay.
I am the innkeeper who only had a stall for him to offer to weigh.
God called me to forget wife.
I am a peasant, but I was the one that God chose to be the mother of his only begotten son.
I'm the innkeeper. I heard the angels sing.
Glory in the highest to the newborn king.
I am one of the kings who came from afar.
We found baby Jesus by following a star.
We may be small, but we love to share the story of the manger stall.
Yeah, hi, right. And the Christmas story.
Thank you for God.
He gave him the glory.
Okay, we'll try that again. Technology is wonderful when it works, right? So it goes. Worked fine this morning. Our offering, and if you've been here before, you know what our pattern is, that we divide this evening's offering between the Children's Care Hospital in Sioux Falls, which is now known as Lifescape, and the Abbott House in Mitchell. Both work with children and youth in very, very difficult situations, and we just feel it's very fitting to share with those families in times of need. So if you're giving by check, you just write the check to Salem Reformed Church, and then we'll distribute it from there. But we will be singing Joy to the World in just a moment, but I'm going to have a prayer over the offering first. So let's bow our heads once more, please. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this night, Lord, and for the blessings that we enjoy of health and strength, and so often we take for granted all of those things. Lord, tonight we do pause and we think of those children that are in a very difficult situation physically, young teenage girls that find themselves in challenging situations but are receiving help. We pray for both of these places and those that work there and minister to these young people. Give them wisdom. We pray, Father, that our offering can be a help at both of these places and for your glory, that they would know that you love them so very much. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll sing Joy to the World, 270 in the hymnal, or again, the words are on the screen.
Thank you. the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town of Nazareth in Galilee to a virgin to be pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David.
The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
You will conceive and give birth to a son. You are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
The Lord God will give him the king or the throne of the throne of his father David. He will rule over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
"How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I'm a virgin, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One to be born will be called Holy Son of God."
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census shall be taken of the entire Roman world.
This was the first census that took place, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the town of Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to a house and line of David.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for Mary to give birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in the manger because there was no guest room available for them.
And the shepherds were living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for I bring good news that will cause great joy for all people.
Today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning all at what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, three magi from the east came and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw its star when it rose and have came to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. Then Herod called the magi secretly and found out from them exactly when the star had appeared.
He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so I too may go and worship him."
After they heard the king, they went on the way. The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped at a place where the child was.
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to a house where they saw the child and his mother Mary and bowed down and worshipped him.
Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but been warned in a dream to return to Herod, but by another route.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said to the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
Thank you. the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Now let us stand up and pray the prayer the Lord has taught us to say.
Have a glow stick, okay? So they're not supposed to break that until the time when the candles are being lit for the candlelight service, okay? So let's see if we can accomplish that here tonight. Thank you to Katie Huber, Deb Schmidt for directing the program. Very nice.
Thank you.
Silent Night is on 253 in your hymnals. Cindy will play it through once first.
Of salvation for each one of us.
that you loved the world, Father, so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should have eternal life, should not perish. Lord, we do believe in you, Jesus, the Messiah, our Savior, that you truly are the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through you. Thank you for blessing this evening. All that are here, bless us as we go, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go, please receive the benediction before you extinguish your lights. And now may the God of all hope fill you with his joy and his peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Put the lights on. We do have snacks. Christmas snacks is a gift from the congregation of the children of you, college age students as they go.
God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. The congregation will be ushered out. The high schoolers, you can go.